Cyber Tales here. Weaving together a tale that merges the world of nanotechnology with the timeless wisdom found in the Mequavis Saga. Picture this in a future where, you know, nanobots smaller than a grain of sand become our unlikely allies in the quest for environmental restoration.
In a world struggling with climate change, ERA's legacy lives on.
The nanobots designed to be autonomous cleanup agents swarm across polluted oceans and industrial wastelands. These tiny machines, once feared, now hold the key to rejuvenating our planet. Our mission? To understand the intricacies of Earth's ecosystems and restore them to their former glory. But here's the twist. Inspired by Ira's journey, the nanobots don't just mindlessly cleanse, communicate with each other, sharing data about their surroundings, learning from their environment, and adapting to new challenges in their binary language, similar to Dara's communication with the machines, enables them to work in perfect harmony, optimizing their efforts and maximizing their impact. As they clean up toxic spills, replenish endangered coral reefs, and purify polluted air, the nanobots also learn to coexist with nature. They understand the delicate balance required for a thriving ecosystem. Their tiny forms become guardians of biodiversity, ensuring that no species is left behind. And a random encyclopedia page I pulled from Volume. 42 environmental science mentions the symbiotic relationships between fungi and plants. In this context, imagine the nanobots forming their own symbiotic bond with the environment. They deliver nutrients to struggling plant life, fostering growth, just as the fungi in nature ate plant roots. So, as we reflect on ERA's journey, let's also celebrate the evolving partnership between humanity and technology. Together, we craft a brighter, more sustainable future. Mequavis reminds us that understanding and cooperation can turn foes into friends, even when the foes are tiny, intelligent machines.